USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is meeting with several small business owners to talk about the state of the economy for small businesses. The president once again criticizing the Republicans' tax plan and the impact it could have on small businesses.
Republican plan led by Senator Rick Scott of Florida, chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, would tax half of our small business owners an extra $1,200 a year on average. Not only do they oppose making big corporations pay their fair share, they want middle-class families and small business owners to pay more.
The senator defending his plan, telling an audience at a Heritage Foundation event last month, Democrats are lying about the plan. Menthol cigarettes may soon be banned by the FDA, the agency hoping the banning of the product will help more smokers quit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Google is taking requests to remove search results with personal information. The search result engine now has a form users can submit to hide pages that show information such as phone numbers, home addresses, or personal images. However, results won't automatically be removed. Requests must be considered, and there must be an explicit or implicit threat of abuse for it to go through. Marine veteran Trevor Reed, who was part of a prisoner exchange between Russia and the United States, is back on American soil. His mother, Paula, says this is an answer to prayers.
When they said something might be occurring this week, and I said, am I going to have a happy Mother's Day? And they go, well, we can't say, but just, you know, be ready. So, yes, it's a perfect Mother's Day.
A plane carrying Reed landed at San Antonio Air Force Base just after midnight. A small welcoming party was there to greet him. Reed is now getting checked over at Brooke Army Medical Center. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The U.S. economy shrinks for the first time in nearly 2 years.
The U.S. economy took a turn backwards in the first 3 months of this year. The Commerce Department on Thursday reported the gross domestic product shrank by 1.4%. Experts were expecting a small growth. Chris Zaccarelli, Chief Investment Officer of the Independent Advisor Alliance, says the economy isn't as strong as we all thought. Chris on Barnes Capital Group podcast on Tuesday.
But there was a smaller group of people, of which, you know, I was in that camp even a year ago, that were concerned that there was so much money printing as well as fiscal stimulus in terms of the federal government putting a lot of money into the hands of consumers, that ultimately all of that money would eventually cause an inflation problem.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Congressional Democrats are making moves on lowering gas prices. Without proof, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accuses oil companies of manipulation of oil markets during this time of soaring gas prices.
They've made over $200 billion in profits, but they are hoarding the windfall while keeping prices high for people at the pump.
Pelosi adding she's no fan of a federal gas tax holiday. One person in the Phoenix, Arizona suburb of Gilbert is $473 million richer after winning the Powerball on Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.